This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kind of a sad day. Final day of the regular season in the Northern Sun. The MIAC, the WIAC, and the UMAC playoffs loom. A lot going on in the Big Ten and the top 25. Gophers are idle today, but still some key games there. We've got game reports lined up already. More to come. All the scores. We do have a champion of the Northern Sun. We do have a champion in the WIAC, and we have a champion in the MIAC today, Bethel at St. John's. Much more on that coming up. Right now, Jonathan Lowe is going to bring you the Big Ten, the top 25. He'll check the Missouri Valley School Board and tell you how the Tommies did here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Good afternoon, Mr. Thompson. It is always a joy to hear your voice and to be on with you on this wonderful, beautiful conglomeration of sport, conglomeration of gridiron that we like to call another Saturday in the fall, y'all. College football here, there, and everywhere, and we get it rolling in the Big Ten, and we start in Champaign. It is late, 4:45 left in Champaign at Memorial Stadium, and the Fightin' Brett Bielemas look like they're going to get their seventh win on the year. Illinois leads Michigan State 31-16. Again, about 4 minutes to play in that one. In West Lafayette, it is early in the third quarter, and number four Penn State is all that today. They are just drowning Purdue 28-3. Purdue is looking at their ninth straight loss. This has just been a horrible season for the Boilermakers. Maybe they get upset-minded in a couple weeks with another team that was idle today, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Late second quarter at the Coliseum, it is USC and Nebraska tied at 14. If Nebraska wins, they get bowl eligible. USC trying to get their fifth win, get back to 500. Earlier today, it was number two Ohio State in Chicago at Wrigley Field to take on Northwestern. And Northwestern had a couple of good drives to start the game. They actually went up 7-0, but then Ohio State turned on their offense, and the Buckeyes ran away with it. 31-7 the final, 9-1 for the Buckeyes on the season, and now they get set to host a showdown next week against top five undefeated Indiana at the Horseshoe. Coming up later tonight, it's Rutgers staying on the East Coast to take on Maryland. Number one, Oregon, will be at Camp Randall to take on Wisconsin. Last night, it was Washington and UCLA, those stalwarts of the Big Ten. What are we doing here? Washington gets bowl eligible, 6-5 on the season. They beat UCLA 31-19. To the top 25 scoreboard, number 14 SMU, looking to get closer to locking up a spot in the ACC championship game. They are ahead right now at home against Boston College, 20-14. Just started the second half in Dallas. Number 22, LSU, in the swamp, taking on Florida. It is tied at 10. They have just kicked off the third quarter. Florida trying to drive the ball and spring the upset over the Bayou Bengals. Number 19, Louisville, is on the farm at Stanford. 21-13, the Cardinals lead early in the third quarter. That's an ACC matchup that no one thought would happen 2 years ago. But the college realignment, what are you going to do? At the half, under touchdown, Jesus, number 8 Notre Dame, they lead Virginia 28-0. The Irish trying to get to 9-1. If Virginia shockingly comes back and pulls the upset, they'll get bowl eligible. It's the Battle of Columbia. This time it's taking place in South Carolina. Number 21 South Carolina is now up on number 23 Missouri, 14-6, late in the first half, about a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Finals from earlier today, number 20 Clemson and Pitt, an underrated game of the day at Acrisure Stadium. Pitt goes up late after getting behind early in the game. They finally get the lead with about 2 minutes to play, just under 2 minutes to play. Clemson goes down the field in three plays. Cade Klubnik, a 50-yard touchdown rush to put Clemson up with about a minute 15 to play. Pitt gets back inside the 25 late, but they cannot score. 24-20, the Tigers win. They go to 8-2, drop Pittsburgh to 7-3. Number 3, Texas, they get a win at Arkansas and get to 9-1 on the season, 20-10 the final there. Number 25, Tulane, shuts out Navy, and this settles something in the American Conference. Tulane and Army are now set. That is your AAC championship game in a couple of weeks. 35-0 the final today. The Green Wave now 9-2. Number 17, Colorado, they continue to stay hot. They get to 8-2 on the season as they take down Utah 49-24. Number 10, Alabama steps down in rank, takes on Mercer. Mercer's 9-1, folks, but they were 9-1 at the FCS level. That's not the same thing. 52-7, Crimson Tide roll. They get to 8-2 on the season. Coming up later tonight, number 16, Kansas State will be at home to Arizona State in a very underrated matchup. Both teams are 7-2 heading into that game. Number 13, Boise State goes on the road to San Jose State. Another underrated game there. Number seven, Tennessee at number 12, Georgia in the game of the night. Number 15, Texas A&M, they step out of conference to take on New Mexico State. Number 18, Washington State will be on the road at New Mexico. Number 6, BYU will look to stay undefeated as they host Kansas. The Missouri Valley, South Dakota State, about 9 minutes to play, 9.5 minutes to play, in the fourth quarter. The Jackrabbits lead Southern Illinois 41-7. North Dakota State at the half at the Fargo Dome, they lead Missouri State 35-14. An overtime final and didn't go the way of the Panthers today. Northern Iowa loses at Youngstown State 39-38. South Dakota wins at the Alaris Center over North Dakota 42-36 today. And one other score, the Tommies. This season's kind of fallen off for them. They lose their third straight. They lose at Butler today 36-20. The Tommies will be at home next week to close out their season against Dayton.
And still a chance to finish 500 overall in. They are 5-6 right now, 4-3 in the Pioneer Football League. Thanks, Jonathan, and let's get you up to date on the regional scoreboard. Final day of the regular season, kind of a bittersweet day here on College Football Final. Let's get you updated. Some big ones. Bemidji State beat Augustana in Bemidji 17-10. Augustana still is your Northern Sun champ, but it brings a number of teams into play for the postseason. We're going to get a game report from the voice of the Beavers, Kevin Reed, following the news and weather at 5 and talk playoff scenarios. MSU Moorhead, a huge win at Mary, 52-3. Meanwhile, UMD righted the ship, beat Minnesota State 30-16 in Duluth today. We'll have a game report coming up from Jeff Papas, the voice of the Bulldogs. Minot State walloped Winona State 56-23. Sioux Falls pound Southwest Minnesota State 41-14. Great year for the Cougars. They opened the year with a win at St. Thomas and had a really solid year in the Northern Sun. Southwest Minnesota State, it's been a struggle. Wayne State shut out Concordia St. Paul 21-0. The final there. Let's get over to the MIAC today. Championship Saturday. All the games were noon starts. And with the title on the line, Bethel at St. John's. Johnny's win at 41-33. Back and forth they go in the fourth quarter. trading touchdowns. The Royals could never get the key turnover or the key stop. Once again, Johnnies beat the Royals 41-33. We'll get a game report very shortly from Ryan Klinkner up at Collegeville. All right, let's get you the rest of the scores on the final Saturday of the MIAC season. It was Concordia winning at Gustavus, the final there, 17-13. Cobbers get it done. They had a very nice year. Once again, 17-13, the final in that one. Carlton beat Hamlin 21-9 at Laird Stadium in Northfield. St. Scholastica won their finale, beating McAllister in Duluth 44-41. And it was St. Olaf beating Augsburg 41-26 at Klein Field at Manitou in Northfield as well. So two MIAC games in Northfield today. Over in the WIAC, what a game. Platteville beat Stout 46-38, outscoring Stout 21-7 in the fourth quarter to pull off the win. They are the WIAC champ. La Crosse beat Stevens Point 56-14. They had a bump in the road earlier in the season and came back. You could argue that La Crosse was maybe the conference favorite going into the season, but Platteville indeed does win the title. River Falls beat Oshkosh 28-14, and Whitewater and Eau Claire, they got started at 2 o'clock today, and let's see if we can get an updated score on that one. And it is all Whitewater, and it has gone final at Carson Park in Eau Claire. 48-7 is the final. And we all have finals now out of the UMAC today. Northwestern won at Westminster 33-21. Greenville shut out Crown 29-0. And Minnesota Morris won at home, beating Martin Luther 41-7 right now. And we will come back. We'll get game reports. Ryan Klinkner, St. John's Bethel game report. We've also got Minnesota State Mankato at UMD, a game report from Jeff Papas. Those are all on the way here on News Talk 830-WCCO. Final Saturday of the regular season around the area. MIAC Northern Sun, WIAC East of the St. Croix, and the UMAC will have more scoreboard updates, including a full scoreboard following the news at 5. Right now, let's jump over to the MIAC today. Hamlin at Carlton. A season finale for both. David Pape joins us from Northfield. And David, the Knights get a win in the finale.
Yeah, the Carlton was able to celebrate Senior Day the way you want to, right? They pick up a 21-9 victory over Hamlin. It was the Pipers who took the opening kickoff and took nearly 7 minutes off the clock before Durham Welch kicked a 25-yard field goal to give the visitors the early 3-0 advantage. But midway through the second quarter, Carlton put together a 97-yard touchdown drive, capped by a 41-yard touchdown pass between quarterback Jack Curtis and Tyler Diamond. They, of course, went for a big day last week, held in check a little bit by Hamlin this week, but it was a 41-yard touchdown pass, put Carlton in front. After a quick three and out by the defense, the Knights went back down the field and added a 21-yard touchdown pass from Curtis to Nathan Strife with 2 seconds remaining before halftime. Carlton's final points of the day came on a 7-yard touchdown run by Max Jones late in the third quarter. And then Durham Welch went back to the well, so to speak, and he finished accounting for all of Hamlin's scoring on the day, field goals of 19 and 45 yards during the fourth quarter. Jack Curtis finished the day with 316 passing yards and 2 touchdowns. That allowed him to tie the Carlton single-season touchdown record with 30 scoring passes. The junior also moved into second place on the Knights' all-time passing chart with just under 5,500 passing yards for his career. Diamond had 11 grabs on the day for 150 yards, and again, the long touchdown. Hamlin quarterback Alejandro Villanueva passed for 237 yards, with Dawson Schaefer pulling in 9 of those passes for 139 yards. Carlton concludes the year 5-5 overall. It's the first time they put together 4 straight 500 or better seasons since the early 90s, while Hamlin ends the year at 3-7.
All right, very good, David. Thanks for all your help this year.
You bet. Thanks for everything you're doing, Steve.
All right, there he is, David Pape Carlton. And once again, the Knights get it done. The final score today, 21-9, final day of the regular season. Championship game today, Bethel at St. John's. And he filed this report earlier. This is Ryan Klinkner.
Third-ranked St. John's won its 37th MIAC championship with a high-scoring 41-33 victory over 24th-ranked Bethel today in Collegeville. Quarterback Aaron Severson, a senior from Minnetonka, ended the day 32 of 44 passing for 419 yards and 5 touchdowns, but was sacked 8 times. The 5 touchdowns enabled him to tie another Johnny Great, Jackson Erdman, for the MIAC and program record for passing touchdowns with 134. Bethel took over on its own 20-yard line with 108 to play and got as far as its 32. But cornerback Blake Simonson, a junior from Waconia, intercepted a 4th-and-9 attempt to seal the win. Simonson finished with 4 pass breakups in the game. Wideout Marcelio Mendez, a senior from Creighton-Durham Hall, led the Johnnies with 7 catches for 154 yards and 2 touchdowns. He had 6 receptions for 145 yards and the 2 scores in the second half alone. Another wide receiver, Dylan Wheeler, a junior from Moundsview, caught 9 passes for 115 yards and 3 touchdowns. His 3rd touchdown gave SJU a 41-26 lead with 3:18 to play. Bethel quarterback Cooper Drews finished 32 of 49 passing for 274 yards and 4 touchdowns. Joey Kidder caught 13 passes for 88 yards and 2 touchdowns, while Micah Niewald totaled 123 yards and a score on 12 receptions. Aaron Ellingson led the Royals' ground game with 115 yards on 20 carries. The NCAA Division III selection show is scheduled for 4 p.m. Central on Sunday on NCAA.com.
All right, very good, Ryan Klinkner, filing that report. And once again, St. John's beat Bethel 41-33. Concordia won at Gustavus 17-13, as you heard. Carlton down to Hamlin 21-9. St. Scholastica won their finale, beating visiting McAllister in Duluth 44-41. And St. Olaf outscored Augsburg 41-26. We hope to get some more game reports out of the MIAC before we say goodbye. Right now, let's jump over to the Northern Sun. Some huge games today. As we mentioned, Bemidji State beat Augustana 17-10. Voice of the Beavers, Kevin Reed, scheduled to join us following the news and weather live with the game report. And we'll speculate a little bit about the postseason. Augustana still wins the outright conference title. Meanwhile, Minnesota State Mankato at UMD, Bulldogs win, and the voice of the Bulldogs, Jeff Papas, filed this report earlier.
Well, Steve, here at Mulaski Stadium in Duluth, UMD put a dent in Minnesota State Mankato's playoff position with a 30-16 victory to close out their regular season with a record of 7 wins and 4 losses. Mavericks opened the scoring today, Hayden Eckern to Grant Guyett for a 44-yard touchdown to make it 7-0, but then the Bulldogs came back and scored 30 of the game's next 32 points. Derek Johnson with a touchdown to make it 7-7. Kyle Waljasper to Ryder Patterson of Lakeville for 35 yards for a touchdown to make it 13-7. The Mavericks did block the extra point and run it back for a score to make it 13-9, but it was all Bulldogs after that. Waljasper to Waconia's Alex Riley for 7 yards for a touchdown, made it 20-9, and then he found Cole Ewald, a graduate of St. Louis Park, for a 15-yard touchdown to make it 27-9 for UMD. Drew Henson's field goal made it 30-9 before Sam Backer capped the scoring for the Mavericks to make it 30-16. For the day, Kyle Waljasper, 16 of 26 for 177 yards and 3 touchdowns. He also rushed 18 times for 77 yards. For the Bulldogs, Derek Johnson, 9 for 60 for UMD and a touchdown. Hayden Eckern for the Mavericks, 15 of 28 for 185 yards and 1 touchdown. Sam Backer, their leading rusher, 14 carries for 38 yards. UMD outgained the Mavericks 376 to 213 today and held them to 28 yards rushing on 33 carries. A terrific day for the UMD defense, and the Bulldogs finished their season with a 4-game winning streak and a record of 7-4. But the Mavericks, at 8-2 coming into this game, now have to wait the results of other games to find out their playoff fate. That will be determined tomorrow at the National Selection Show. Jeff Papas reporting.
All right, there he is, Jeff Papas, UMD Bulldog voice. And thanks again to Jeff for his contributions. Augustana, overall 8-3, 8-2 in conference play. Bemidji State, Minnesota State, Sioux Falls, all 7-3 in conference play. But all 4 of those teams, 8-3 overall. Very interesting to see. You would think conference champ Augustana at 8-2, they're in. Who joins them? Well, we'll certainly find out for sure tomorrow. A quick update on what's going on over at U.S. Bank Stadium. Day 3 of the state high school football semifinals. Of course, prep bowl next week. Traditionally, it's a Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving. It's early this year, next Friday and Saturday at U.S. Bank Stadium. 1A is semifinal early. Springfield beat Manoah-Minwaubin 30-16. 1A is semifinal. Mineona beat Parker's Prairie 45-0. Those are the two finals in the books. So you're up to date on the regional scoreboard. We're going to take a break. Final day of the regular season around the area. St. John's beat Bethel. Johnnies get the automatic bid. Royals should be in. We'll find out for sure. We'll get a good look at Division III from Pat Coleman from D3Football.com. That's on the way at about 5:35 today. We'll have a full rundown of the Big Ten and top 25 scores momentarily. But first, let's get a game report out of the Northern Sun. A big one today. Augustana at Bemidji State. The voice of the Beavers, Kevin Reed, joins us on the line. And, Kev, big win for the Beavers. And this makes the playoff picture very interesting.
It really does because, you know, the Beavers technically aren't in yet. We won't know that until tomorrow. But the fact that they were 7th in the Super Region 4 rankings at the end of last week, and the fact that they won, you would certainly hope, over a good team like Augustana, you would certainly hope that would put them in the playoffs. But we won't know that until 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. But you're right, Steve. Today's game at the Chet, if defense is your thing, this was the game you wanted to watch. It was both teams' defenses were, you know, really playing very, very well. Bemidji State, the last 2 weeks, they had to face Jack Strand, the reigning Northern Sun Conference Offensive Player of the Year, and held the Dragons of Moorhead to 66 total yards in the second half. Today, Jared Epperson in the first half for Augie, 13 carries, 8, count them, 8 yards. So the Bemidji State defense the last couple of weeks has really had a couple of guys that are very, very good that they've had to face, and they played very, very well. The Beavers scored first in this game. Touchdown pass from Sam McGath to Drayton Lehman for 22 yards. They led 7-0. The wind today at the Chet was between 25 to 30 miles an hour all day long. Augie had the wind at their back. Beavers going into the wind in the second quarter made punting a real joy. The last three drives of the first half for Augie, they started at the Bemidji State 35, midfield, and their own 49. And they got a grand total of 3 points.
Wow.
And it was 7-3 at the half. Yeah, it was 7-3 at the half. Augie came out in the third quarter. They took their only lead of the game. Late in the third quarter, it was an option play to the wide receiver. They used Epperson as a deke, and they gave the ball to Isaiah Huber, who ran it in for 3 yards out, and it was 10-7 in favor of Augie. Beavers got the wind in the fourth quarter. Early in the fourth quarter, they tried to get this, a 47-yard field goal. 47-yard field goal, Bemidji State. Those two things never go in the same sentence. Connor Mantelli was up to the task with the wind at his back. We were tied at 10. And then the Beavers, with about 4.5 minutes to go in the game, were able to drive down the field. 6 plays, 45 yards, and an option play. Sam McGath kept the ball, ran it in from 2 yards out. Beavers led 17-10. Augie had all three timeouts and a little over 2.5 minutes to go in the game. They faced a 4th and 8 at the Beaver 23-yard line. Their quarterback Hensley threw a pass across the middle that should have been intercepted by a defensive player for Bemidji State, but it went through his hands, landed right in the breadbasket of Isaiah Huber, but because it was a knuckleball, he couldn't hang on to it. Fell incomplete. Beavers took over, ran out the clock, and came up with a huge 17-10 win. It was a fantastic game to watch today, Steve.
Yeah, and a big win. So Augustana, Bemidji State in. Anybody else get in out of the Northern Sun? What's your thought, Kev?
I think Mankato's going to get in. I mean, they were third, and even though they lost to Duluth,
yeah.
I think Mankato's going to be in. It's just a matter of where. And is Sioux Falls going to be able to sneak back in after losing to Augie last week? They were 8th, but they only, you know, they played Southwest, who's 0-10. That's not going to help them. They're going to need some results to come out of the Lone Star Conference and the RMAC today in their late games. They're going to need some teams to lose to get in. So I think three are going to make it for sure, and Sioux Falls could make it 4.
All right. Well, Kevin, thank you. And with Bemidji State very likely in, hopefully we can do it again next week.
Love to talk to you next week, Steve. I know I enjoy these phone calls, and I closed the door to the office tonight so the dog couldn't interrupt us. We had Shiloh interrupt us last year. We're not going to have that again.
Yeah, it was all good, man. Live radio. All right, Kev, take care.
Thanks, Steve.
There he is, Kevin Reed, the voice of the Beavers. They get a big win over Augustana today, and likely enough to get him into the D2 playoffs. They beat Augustana in Bemidji 17-10. MSU Moorhead down Mary 52-3. Dragons had a good year. UMD bounces back, beat Minnesota State 30-16. Mavs still probably in. Minot State blew out Winona State 56-23 in Minot. Sioux Falls beat Southwest Minnesota State 41-14. Do the Cougars get in? We'll find out. Wayne State had a nice year. They beat Concordia St. Paul 21-0 at Wayne. We'll have a rundown of the MIAC scores. Why don't we do that right now while we're into it? St. John's, they win the outright title, beating Bethel in Collegeville 41-33. Concordia won at Gustavus 17-13. Carlton down to Hamlin 21-9. St. Scholastica outscored McAllister 44-41 in Duluth today to win their finale. And St. Olaf beat Augsburg 41-26. In Northfield today. WIAC, the outright champ, Platteville, they won at Stout. What a game, 46-38. La Crosse beat Stevens Point 56-14. River Falls down to Oshkosh 28-14. And Whitewater wins big at Eau Claire 48-6. And then finally, out of the UMAC today, Northwestern beat Westminster 33-21 on the road in Missouri. Greenville beat Crown 29-0. And at home, Minnesota Morris beat Martin Luther 41-7. All right, let's jump. Big Ten, top 25, Missouri Valley. How'd the Tommies do? Let's bring in Jonathan Lowell.
Thank you so much, DVT. It is it's so weird at this time of the year because now we've been going through the season. It's been light. It's been, sun has been shining sometimes. But now it's just dark. It's dark at 5:15, but that's okay. Because the spirit is still in the air. The wonder is still in the air. And we are closing in on some important games. And down the stretch we go. Because it's another critical, wonderful, beautiful Saturday in the fall, y'all. College football here, there, and everywhere. And we get it rolling in the Big Ten. We start in West Lafayette. It's through three quarters. And number four, Penn State, is looking good to get to 9-1. They lead Purdue 42-3 as the Nittany Lions continue to... I mean, maybe they have an outside shot, but again, with three teams basically ahead of them right now in the Big Ten title race, they're going to need some help to get to Indianapolis and get to the Big Ten championship. But right now, it does look like they are good for the college football playoff. Let's go to Los Angeles, the Coliseum. 9.5 to go in the third quarter, and Nebraska just got a field goal in. Instant update from L.A. Nebraska now up 17-14 on USC. The Cornhuskers trying to get bowl eligible. Out on the East Coast, in College Park, they have just kicked off. They're underway about 4 minutes into the game. Maryland and Rutgers are scoreless. Finals from earlier in the day, number 2 Ohio State. They started struggling early with Northwestern at Wrigley Field, but then once the second quarter was done, they had found their rhythm and they were rolling. 31-7 the final. The Buckeyes now 9-1 going to host Indiana next week. Indiana idle this week, so the Hoosiers get a week of rest before going to the Horseshoe and trying to, I guess you would say, upset Ohio State. Ohio State is going to be higher ranked, so we'll see what happens with the rankings coming up on Tuesday. But Indiana-Ohio State will be a big one next Saturday. Illinois, they get to 7-3 as they down Michigan State 38-16. Coming up in just a little over an hour will be number 1 Oregon in Camp Randall, at Camp Randall, to take on Wisconsin. Last night, Washington got to 6-5, got bowl eligible themselves with a 31-19 win over UCLA. To the top 25 scoreboard, number 14, SMU, trying to keep their winning streak alive and stay undefeated in ACC play. They lead Boston College 31-21 at the end of three quarters. It is about 3 minutes to go in the third quarter at the Swamp. Number 22 LSU and Florida tied at 13. LSU, with that loss last week to Alabama, maybe sunk their playoff chances, but they're still trying to get some positivity going toward the end of the season. Number 19 Louisville on the farm at Stanford, and the Cardinals lead 28-21 over the Cardinal at the end of three quarters. Number 8 Notre Dame, they have had an easy time of it with Virginia. They lead 35-7 at the end of three quarters in South Bend. At the half in Columbia, South Carolina, it is the Gamecocks. Number 21 South Carolina leading the Columbia, Missouri residents. Number 23 Mizzou 21-6. So the Gamecocks looking to get to 7-3 on the year. Mizzou at 7-2, trying to get to 8-2. They're just about to kick off the second half there. Finals from early in the day. Clemson gets a late touchdown, a 50-yard run from their quarterback, Cade Klubnik, at the near the end of the game. 24-20, number 20 Clemson defeats Pittsburgh and now gets to 8-2. Number 3 Texas defeats Arkansas 20-10. The Longhorns are now 9-1. Number 25 Tulane gets to 9-2 and books a seat in the American Championship game with a 35-0 shutout over Navy. Number 17 Colorado, they get to 8-2 on the season, and Coach Prime is primed for a Big 12 spot, a championship title berth in this at this time as they defeat Utah 49-24 today. Number 10 Alabama all over Mercer 52-7. Coming up at the top of the next hour, number 16, Kansas State, also in that Big 12 championship race. They will host Arizona State. Number 13, Boise State. They are atop the Mountain West standings at this point. They will be at San Jose State. Number 7, Tennessee, will be between the hedges to take on number 12, Georgia, in the game of the night. Number 15, Texas A&M, will host New Mexico State. Number 18, Washington State, will be in Albuquerque to take on New Mexico. And number 6, BYU, will be at home to try to get to 10-0 as they host Kansas. The Missouri Valley, it is a final from the from Dana J. Dykhouse Stadium in Brookings. South Dakota State wins over Southern Illinois 41-10. It is late in the third quarter at the Fargo Dome. North Dakota State leads Missouri State 49-14. Northern Iowa falls in overtime at Youngstown State 39-38. And South Dakota defeats North Dakota in Grand Forks 42-36. One other score, St. Thomas loses their third straight. They lose at Butler today 36-20. Tommy's now 5-6. They'll try to even out their record as they host their senior day next week against Dayton over at O'Shaughnessy Stadium.
Outstanding, Jonathan. We'll do the scoreboard one more time before we say goodbye, and I mean run it down. We're talking Big Ten, Top 25, Missouri Valley, another check of the Pioneer League, and then, of course, all the regional scores. Still to come on the program, more game reports from around the area. And then Pat Coleman will join us from D3Football.com. What does the playoff picture look like? Because he said a week ago on the program that win or lose today, Bethel was in. St. John's did beat Bethel today up at Clemens Stadium in Collegeville to win the outright MIAC crown. And the final in that football game, 41-33. It was a wild fourth quarter. The teams go back and forth, but the Johnnies kept them at arm's length. But Pat said Bethel's in. They've expanded the playoffs. Who else is in from around the area? WIAC? We know Platteville. Who are the other teams that get in from the WIAC? We'll get all of that from Pat here in about 15 minutes or so here on News Talk 830 WC. Final day of the regular season. A bittersweet day. On to the playoffs we go. Selections on Sunday in D2 and D3. Some key games. Today in the Northern Sun, Bemidji State beat Augustana 17-10, likely enough to get the Beavers in. Minnesota Duluth beat Minnesota State 30-16. Still looks like the Mavericks get in. We'll find out for sure tomorrow. In the MIAC, St. John's beat Bethel 41-33. Still looks like the Royals get in. More on that momentarily. Over in the WIAC, Platteville wins a wild one at Stout in Menominee 46-38. They win the outright title in the automatic bid. Who else gets in the WIAC? We'll find out momentarily. And then in the UMAC, Northwestern won again today, and they get the bid there. Pat Coleman joins us from D3Football.com. BeaverNation.com. Pat, good to visit with you for the second week in a row. Here we are, end of the regular season, and everybody is questioning who's in, who's out. A little more complicated this year because the field is expanded.
It is, and expansion is good, obviously. It's also somewhat simplified because it's all boiled down into an algorithm that we don't have all of the final numbers in yet because there are a half dozen games still going on, but we feel pretty good about saying that Bethel absolutely in the playoffs, UW La Crosse in the playoffs as an at-large, and it looks like we'll just be the one at-large team from the WIAC. River Falls right now is just below the cut line, and we'll see if I don't think it can change between now and the end of the day. We'll know more when they make official tomorrow, but that's the way the math works out right now.
So automatic bid, St. John's, you said a week ago, win or lose this week in Collegeville, Bethel was going to get in, and that appears to be the case. Weird year in the WIAC. I guess we've been so accustomed to it being Whitewater and everybody else in that league really wide open. And then La Crosse stumbled early in the year but rallied late in the season, had a big blowout win today, and are playing much better. So Platteville, the automatic bid, La Crosse, the at-large.
Yeah, absolutely. Platteville made it a little easier for everybody today by beating Stout, a very back-and-forth game. One of the reasons the WIAC was just so strange this year, Steve, is that there were five teams that were really, really good. And in past, you know, the top two or top three have really separated themselves. And I think if we had three clearly head and shoulders teams, all of them would have gotten in. But Oshkosh was playing for a chance to get in today. They lost to River Falls, and that leaves both River Falls and Oshkosh on the wrong side of the bubble as it looks right now.
Pat, one of the other things we do know is that in D3, they like to keep people as close to home as they can. So we would expect some familiar matchups next week. Speaking of that, who's coming out of Iowa for sure? What do we know there?
Yeah, Wartburg comes out of Iowa, obviously, as the automatic bid. Coe will get an at-large bid, it looks like. It looks like Coe might have to play in the first round. They might not get a first-round bye. So does Coe end up playing somebody and then going to the two seed in the Johnny's part of the bracket? That seems more likely. It looks like the two seed in the Johnny's bracket might be, in fact, Lake Forest out of Chicago. That seems very possible. And St. John's is looking like it is clearly head and shoulders going to be the number one overall seed in the bracket. So who St. John's might see in the first round, you know, I think Northwestern will probably play somebody in the first round, and then the winner of that game goes on to play at St. John's. You know, who Northwestern might play or where they might play at, not quite sure at this moment, but that seems to be, it will still be a very familiar looking, even though a bunch of teams, including the Johnnies, won't have to play in the first round.
And we should point out, I felt like this was a long time coming because every year with so many automatic bids, that there were very deserving teams of being in the playoffs that were left out. So this opens the door for more teams to get in. Like, for instance, in the old format, Bethel probably doesn't get in.
Yeah, that's probably true. Bethel probably would not get in. They certainly wouldn't get in if it were the this year's numbers-based system, because they're slotting in right now as the sixth best at-large team. But yeah, for teams in the upper Midwest, Bethel, Coe, UW La Crosse, those are all teams that are certainly going to be in the playoffs, but wouldn't have been under the old system. Yeah, and it's good. Division III football is popular. You know, there are 28 conferences that have automatic bids, and that's good for the sport. But, yeah, having four at-large bids like we had last, not good for the sport. So it was a good thing that, you know, we were able to get this expansion finally, the first expansion in almost 10 years.
All right, Pat, always good to visit with you. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, Pat Coleman, D3Football.com. They cover the sport like no other. 541. All right, let's get into the scores. We're going to run them down. The Big Ten, the top 25, the Missouri Valley. How did the Tommies do today? It's been an up-and-down year over at O'Shaughnessy Stadium in St. Paul. And then, of course, I'll have a look at the Northern Sun, the MIAC, the UMAC, the WIAC one more time. But let's bring in Don Stoner today. Final day of the regular season in the MIAC. And Augsburg in action today. And they're on the road at St. Olaf. Don Stoner from Augsburg, good enough to jump in because of everything going on at St. Olaf. You guys really work together in the MIAC, Don.
Well, we try. We've also got a lot of stuff going on. We have a huge wrestling tournament, a men's hockey game, and we had eight teams playing today in love crossover season. Crossover wow. Between winter and spring. In fact, I'm sitting in the hockey penalty box right now. Getting ready for our hockey game this evening. But back to football. These two teams met a few weeks ago, and Augsburg came out in the victor by a point in overtime. But some injuries for Augsburg left them a little short, falling 41-26 at St. Olaf in the regular season finale for both teams. Augsburg had to play its third-string quarterback, Caden Rotkiewicz, sophomore out of St. Anthony Village, because of injuries, and he was fairly effective completed 19 of 35 passing for two touchdowns, 186 yards, but he was intercepted three times. Meanwhile, the St. Olaf Olies really put it on the rushing end. They rushed for 238 yards, threw for 158, outgained Augsburg by a 396-365 margin. They were led by Byron Salvi, who rushed 32 times for 196 yards and two touchdowns. Game was pretty close early on. Going into the second quarter, it was tied 14-14, but St. Olaf came back and ended up taking a big lead, scoring 24 unanswered points to take a 38-14 lead late in the third quarter before Augsburg was able to cut the lead back to 41-26. Theo Doran for St. Olaf quarterback completed just through 12 passes in the game, 5 of 12 for 158 yards. Receiver for St. Olaf, Derek Hansen, 3 catches, 88 yards. Evan Hammonds, 2 catches, 70 yards. For Augsburg, Tyrone Wilson, the outstanding junior out of New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. He caught 14 passes for 66 yards and a touchdown. Lamar Webb Jr. rushing 12 times for 60 yards. On the defensive side, St. Olaf was led by Tate Sauerwine, who had 17 tackles, including a quarterback sack. Augsburg's Rio Star, 9 of them on the solo end. St. Olaf finishes their season 7-3 overall. Augsburg finishes their season 4-6.
All right, Don, always great. Thanks so much for all your help.
Thank you, too.
There he is, Don Stoner. And once again, finals out of the MIAC today. Concordia beat Gustavus 17-13. Carlton over Hamlin 21-9. St. Scholastica beat McAllister 44-41. And as you heard, St. Olaf beat Augsburg 41-26. Championship game to St. John's over Bethel 41-33. Looks like both teams get in. Finals out of the WIAC. Once again, Platteville wins at Stout 46-38. Platteville, the automatic bid. La Crosse beat Stevens Point 56-14. It looks like it'll be La Crosse getting the at-large bid. River Falls beat Oshkosh 28-14. Whitewater down to Eau Claire 48-7. UMAC finals today. Northwestern finishes the regular season with the win. They will get the automatic bid and go to the playoffs. All right, we got to get Big Ten. We got to get top 25 and Missouri Valley. And let's bring in Jonathan Lowe one more time. Jonathan, what do you got?
Thank you very much, Steve. Let's go ahead and get it done quick on this Saturday in the fall, y'all. College football here, there, and everywhere. And we get it rolling in the Big Ten, where it is a big blowout in West Lafayette. Number 4 Penn State, with about 4:45 left in the game, leads Purdue 42-10. Penn State will get to 9-1 on the season. At the Coliseum, it is a goal line situation, near goal line situation. It's a red zone situation for USC. Early in the fourth quarter, they lead Nebraska 21-20. End of the first quarter in College Park, Maryland is up 3-0 on Rutgers. Early today, number 2 Ohio State gets to 9-1. They beat Northwestern 31-7. Illinois gets to 7-3. A day defeat, Michigan State, 38-16. Coming up in about 45 minutes, number one Oregon will be in Madison to take on Wisconsin. Last night it was Washington at home in Seattle defeating UCLA 31-19. To the top 25 scoreboard, SMU is in a tussle. Number 14, SMU is leading Boston College 31-28 with about 4:45 left. The Mustangs have the ball. They're trying to get a couple more first downs and run out the clock and get to 9-1 on the season. Number 22, LSU. They're trying to stop a bid to lose their second straight, but Florida is ahead 20-16 at the Swamp with about 5:18 to go. LSU just got the ball. Just kicked off to Florida after getting a field goal to cut the lead to 4 for the Gators. Number 19, Louisville. They lead Stanford 35-28 with about 4:15 to go. Louisville has the ball. They are about to, possibly punt to Stanford, and the Cardinal will have a chance to even it up with the Cardinals. Number 8, Notre Dame. No issues with Virginia. 2 minutes to go in that game, and the Irish lead 35-7. Number 23, Missouri. They are getting the ball back. Down 9, 21-12, about 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Number 21, South Carolina, leading number 23, Missouri, in Columbia. Number 20, Clemson, early today. Scores late, wins late. 24-20, they defeat Pittsburgh. Number 3, Texas, doubles up Arkansas, 20-10. Number 25, Tulane, books their ticket in the American Conference Championship game with a 35-0 win against Navy. They will take on Army in a couple weeks. Army still undefeated on the season, but they are idle this week. Number 17, Colorado. They get to 8-2 with a 49-24 win over Utah. Number 10, Alabama gets to 8-2. They defeat Mercer 52-7. Coming up in just about 10 or so minutes, number 16, Kansas State hosts Arizona State. Number 13, Boise State will be in San Jose to take on San Jose State. Later tonight, it's number 7, Tennessee at number 12, Georgia. Number 15, Texas A&M will host New Mexico State. Number 18, Washington State will be at New Mexico. Number 6, BYU will be at home to Kansas. To the Missouri Valley, fourth quarter, about 11.5 to play. North Dakota State running away with it at the Fargo Dome. They lead Missouri State 52-21. Finals from earlier in the day. South Dakota State wins at home in Brookings 41-10 over Southern Illinois. Youngstown State defeats Northern Iowa 39-38 in overtime. And it is South Dakota defeating North Dakota 42-36. St. Thomas loses their third straight today. They lose at Butler 36-20. Tommies will have a chance to get to 6-6 next week as they host Dayton in the season finale.
All right, very good. Great work, Jonathan Lowe, on the Big Ten, Top 25, Missouri Valley, and Pioneer League scoreboard today. Quick break. We'll come back. One more game report out of the Northern Sun. Sioux Falls, was it enough? Beating Southwest Minnesota State, Tom Frederick with a quick great game report that he filed earlier. By the way, Timberwolves are idle. They're coming off a win Friday night over the Kings. They play the Suns in a matinee. Love those matinees. On a Sunday tomorrow at Target Center. Vikes, Titans from Nashville. We'll get into all of that in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. WCCO break. It is college football final winding down. And we should say the Gophers are off this week. And by the way, high school football, let's see if we have a scoreboard update from U.S. Bank Stadium. Two semifinals to be played today, and it could be a late night. They're behind schedule, could be a very late night indeed, and let's see if that, Albany and Stuartville finally underway in that 3A semifinal. The winner will play Dallas or Cocato next week. Alexandria and Owatonna scheduled at 7. No way they get started at 7. It'll be more like 8 or so. All right, one more game report out of the Northern Sun. Turned out to be a big game today. Southwest Minnesota State on the road at the University of Sioux Falls. And Tom Frederick filed this game report.
The University of Sioux Falls completed a remarkable turnaround from 3 wins and 8 losses in 2023 to 8 wins and 3 losses in 2024 with today's 41-14 home win over Southwest Minnesota State. Southwest scored the first points and the last points. The Cougars, the middle 41 on senior day at Bob Young Field, where 23 USF players were suiting up for the last time. Junior quarterback Camden Dean out of Lakeville South High School rushed for 100 yards and a touchdown and threw for two scores. Freshman back Carlson Bubba Tan. He's from Aurora, Colorado. He had a 125-yard rushing day and a score for the Cougars, who outgained Southwest 448-172. Mustang quarterback Wyatt Oak scored both Southwest touchdowns, 2 and 1 yard keepers. It was 21-7 Sioux Falls after one, 31-7 at the half, 38-7 after three in the final, 41-14. 8-3 USF awaits word on Sunday on its NCAA playoff fate. Southwest Minnesota State concludes the year winless at 0-11. This is Tom Frederick reporting from Sioux Falls.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, very good, Tom. Outstanding play-by-play guy and has been at the helm at the University of Sioux Falls doing football, men's and women's hoops for a long time. And a great guy on top of it.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.